Over the next few weeks, educators and librarians in Philadelphia will be deployed to school libraries across the city. They'll be looking for books that are falling apart. They'll also be checking for ones with inappropriate stereotypes, outdated information, or facts that are just plain wrong. From member station WHYY, Martin Wells reports.
School libraries are supposed to be fountains of knowledge, places where students can find inspiration, guidance, and enlightenment. Yet browse the shelves of Spring Garden Elementary School and you get a different story.
The name of this book is Black Africa on the Move. The author is Leslie Alexander Lacey. The copyright on this book is 1969.
At a small wooden table surrounded by bookshelves, librarian Lee Spells reads a passage from the book.
Many black Africans have died in South Africa fighting for their freedom. One of the greatest freedom fighters to die at the hands of this white injustice was Nelson Mandela, who was executed by hanging. He is one of the heroes of black Africa.
Spells stops reading and looks up from the book.
As you know, Nelson Mandela is still alive, and he is truly a hero of South Africa.
This is not an isolated case. Spells picks up another book and begins to read. This one is Let's Find Out About the Moon by Martha and Charles Shepp, copyright 1965.
So the scientists are getting ready to blast off a rocket that will land men on the moon. Maybe someday, after men reach the moon, they will blast off from a moon station and reach another planet.
Spring Garden Principal E. Lois Dupree says all students deserve up-to-date books, but she says it's especially important for students in disadvantaged neighborhoods like this one. The red brick school sits among decaying row houses in North Philadelphia. Gray chain-link screens cover the windows. The black metal doors are locked up tight for security. Dupree says it's already a challenging environment for her students to learn in without extra handicaps like wrong or outdated books.
So we don't want to send kids out coming from the culture that they come from with inaccurate information so that they have two strikes against them.
The Philadelphia School District is about to begin a program to weed out undesirable books at all 267 of its schools. The district's Executive Director of Leadership and Learning, Cassandra Jones, calls it a massive effort.
First of all, we have to train an army of people to do it because you don't want to get rid of a book just because someone doesn't like it. It really has a very specific criteria that we look at for each book.
The criteria includes the book's physical condition. Are pages soiled or missing? Is the binding broken? School officials also want to make sure the reading level is appropriate, and is the book accurate? Cassandra Jones says high school students sometimes make fun of the mistakes they find in their books, but she says younger students, those just beginning to develop a love of reading, are much more likely to accept what they read without question.
For the elementary school child who may not know, that could be very damaging because they're learning this, they're going to the library, they see that as a place where this information is right. I know I can trust the library. And then they're taking this to heart and then it's wrong. So, you know, we have to be very careful and take responsibility to make sure that what we're doing is accurate and right.
Philadelphia is not alone in trying to bring its school libraries into the 21st century.
I would assume that every school in the country has some books that could afford to be withdrawn because of age and condition.
Judith King is the program director for the American Association of School Libraries. King says most schools struggle to replace the books they're weeding out, budgets are tight, and library funding is often a low priority. In Philadelphia, the district is facing an $80 million budget shortfall. District officials say they hope grants from the private sector will help restock the shelves. For NPR News, I'm Martin Wells in Philadelphia. ¶¶